Thank you, Chair. Just in response to my colleague from the European Union, we understand and we've heard it a number of times over last year as well regarding the eminent experts. As we know, and as also well said by the colleague, is that the eminent experts group is part of the DDPA, and they continued, according to us, an important role as part of the full implementation of the DDPA. We do understand that there was a time that they were less active, but as the reports of 2018 and 2019 sessions clearly show, they have been revitalized and they have produced good reports, which included in both those sessions requests for this for the Human Rights Guard to start preparing for the 20th anniversary, amongst other things. It was in that report. Also, they have found these new roles as well, and it has been welcomed. For 2020, needless to say, their session has been postponed because of COVID. And as far as I understand, the Human Rights Council has suggested in the new schedule that they meet somewhere just before Christmas, which might be difficulty for some people. Also, the issue that is sometimes raised that some people are there for life and been there for life, if you actually look at the composition of the eminent experts panel, they have changed a lot. There's lots of new members have been revitalized. And we assume that with Western Europe actually appointing a eminent expert to replace the extremely active former Matias Ahtisaari, who moved the thing well until he tragically passed away. I'm sure that Western Europe's active participation in the system would also help to revitalize, ensure that this mechanism work well and can point to address at all the elements. But as I said, if the reports of 2018 and 19 look, then they are doing their job as they are required to do. And we look forward to our colleagues of Western Europe joining with a vibrant and revitalized member of experts. Thank you.